Sports Time on the Basin Radio Network with Chris Brennell.
Last night, post 42, run ruled the Douglas Cats by a final count of 14-4 in 8 innings in Gillette. Here are some highlights. Chopper hit towards third, backhanded by Cluck behind the bag at third. Fires off his back foot to first. A beautiful dart thrown to the chest of Fink, and they got him by two steps. That ends the inning. Nice defensive play. Colston Cluck rears back. The 0-1 pitch has hit pretty well towards left field. Boysen drop steps to his right. He looks up, and it's out of here! Over the property rehab sign! Colston Cluck, a solo home run in the bottom portion of the first. He'll jog around the bases, and the Rough Riders have a 1-0 lead as Cluck stomps home plate with his right foot and then celebrates with his comrades. First pitch to Mason. There goes Brady. Hit and run is on. He corks it deep to left. Boysen drop steps. He's back at the wall. And it's out of here over the Thunder Basin Ford sign. Mason Droube, the freshman, a 2-run blast to left. And the Rough Riders lead it 5-1. Droube sends this one to deep right center field. Drop stepping and spins. He's back at the wall. He won't get there. It drops and rolls across the warning track under the green wall. Mason rounding second, and he's into third base standing. Mason Droube gets an ovation as he has just hit for the cycle. Droube has two singles, a homer, a double, and now a triple. And he makes history tonight at Lackey Memorial Stadium.
Tonight, the Rough Riders will play a big one in Rapid City against the Hard Hats, starting at 5:30, and the game can be heard on 93.3 The Legend, online at BasinsRadio.com, The Legend Stream, and on the Basin Radio Network app. On the softball diamond in a couple of one-run games, it was a 1-versus-3 matchup between Campbell County and Thunder Basin. Thunder Basin would win both over number one Campbell County, winning the conference game 5-4 and winning game 2 6-5. With the pair of wins, Thunder Basin is now 16-2 overall, 8-2 in conference play, and Campbell County falls to 12-6 overall, 8-2 in conference play. That's sports on the Basin Radio Network.